Gap, Elk Creek, Silvergate, Falcon, Icicle. These are some of the wildland fires that continue to threaten more than 500,000 acres in the western United States. Oregon has been struck hard, so has Washington State and California, among other states. Some 22,000 men and women fight these fires. Larry Hayes is one of them. He joins us from the Blue Complex camp in the Modoc National Forest in northeastern California. This is his 31st fire season. Mr. Hayes, thank you very much for making the time for us.
You're welcome.
And how much of the fires has been contained, sir?
We're estimating it's about 70% contained at this time.
And what are some of the problems and challenges you've had to confront?
Well, we've got some steep terrain and very dry fuel conditions and wind and high temperatures and low humidity. So it's all those add up to things getting a little bit large.
To what degree are you confident that these fires are going to be contained anytime soon?
We're feeling pretty good. Where we are now is in some country where the fuel kind of opens up and gets become a little lighter, a little easier for us to get in there and get a line around it to control it. Then we can go ahead and finish containing it with the cleaning up on the lines.
How many people are you fighting fires with, Mr. Hayes?
There's about a little over 1,500 folks on this fire complex.
From California, Oregon, some are as far away from Georgia, I gather.
Yes, they're all over the states, and it's quite an involved process to get everybody to the west to help us out.
Mr. Hayes, I got to tell you, you sound a little tired.
Well, I woke up with a little sore throat, a little bit of smoke, and been pretty smoky in the mornings.
Probably more than a little bit of smoke, I'd gather.
Yeah, at times.
What's it like to look at a big wall of fire?
It's both a little scary and a little exciting. It gets your adrenaline rushing. Early on, we had some structures that were threatened, and we had to do what we had to do to save the ones we did. And it was quite gratifying after we got done and they were still standing, and unfortunately was charred all around it, so it's not going to have the same setting that it had 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You sometime look up at fires that are what, 2 and 3 times taller than you are?
Oh, they're 200-300 foot flame lengths, depending on the timber and what's burning underneath it, so sometimes they're pretty ominous.
Sounds like you almost couldn't see the sky.
No, it was pretty dark through the smoke and the stuff when that was happening.
And forgive me for not knowing, but I mean, you presumably wear some kind of protective equipment. What do you have to pack?
Well, we have what they call Nomex. It's a flame-resistant material. It's a shirt and pants, and we wear heavy-duty lug sole boots for traction and hard hat. It's not anything like you would see in a regular fire department outfit. We don't have the big heavy turnouts. Mm-hmm. You do feel the heat when it's coming at you.
Yeah. How hot can that heat get?
Oh, about 700 degrees to get sustained flame. So sometimes it's a bit warmer than that. We try not to get too close to those kind of temperatures, though.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have so much as a half an inch of skin exposed, could you?
No, we're pretty well covered.
Well, Mr. Hayes, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself, sir.
I will. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Larry Hayes, who's division supervisor for the fire, now going on in the Modoc National Forest in northeastern California.